Everything felt like a normal Sunday. We wake up, game's at 1. I was feeling really good about the game, really good about our game plan, really good about coming out with a win. All of a sudden, our offense goes 3 and out, and we're punting the football. It was just kind of one of those scary deals.
Colquitt from out of his own end zone again. Stutter step comes back near side left. 45, he's got the sideline if they get a block, and they did. And it was a blindside block on Poyer. And to be honest with you, it was frightening. And Poyer is down without his helmet on and in a lot of pain.
How we doing? I'm good.
What were the moments like after it? It obviously had to be a scary situation for him.
I got hit damn hard, you know, I got hit super hard.
And I'll tell you, Poyer got nailed on the block by Andrews.
I got hit almost so hard where it didn't hurt, really. It was just more like a shock of like, what the, you know what I mean? Like, what just happened? Next thing you know, I'm on the ground. I really thought I just lost my breath. I couldn't breathe.
This Poyer gets up now, and the crowd gives him a nice hand as he's walking over to the Browns bench under his own power.
I stood up, and I felt something wasn't right. The doctors had told me half an inch higher, half an inch lower could have been life-threatening.
The only thing I caught was the replay of it. So I'm just watching the replay of Jordan's hit, and I'm just like, holy cow, like, my heart stopped.
I'm headed to the hospital. Right before I get out of the locker room, though, I remember, you know, to grab my phone, and I know my family is probably freaking out, like, you know, what the hell happened?
Felt like forever when he called me. He FaceTimed me, I think, actually, just FaceTimed me, and like, why are you FaceTiming? It's gonna make me more worried. He's like in a stretcher, like on his way to the hospital. I'm like, what happened? Like, what do you feel? He's like, I was throwing up blood. He's just telling me all these awful things. I'm like, I'm fine, no, I'm fine. When he told me he was fine, I was just like, no. I know, I knew him too well at that point. I'm like, no, something's serious. And the way you know in their voice, you know something's up.
Leaving the game in an ambulance definitely was not something that anybody wants to do. It's almost surreal. Like, is this really happening? The first couple weeks afterwards, when I was going to meetings and seeing the guys out on the football field, just wishing I was out there going to battle with them, that was the hardest part.
When you go from like a football player and you're just working out like every day to completely sitting on the couch, being like almost a couch potato, like it was just super hard for him. It was hard for me to watch.
I was going into my contract year. It was the first time I finally actually earned a starting position on an NFL team. It was almost like a slap in the face. For an injury like this to end the first year that you are the starter, you know, it hurt, man. The part about it that is a beautiful thing, though, was I was able to be there for the birth of my child, of my daughter.
Say thank you. Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, it's coming.
That was one of the best moments of my life, being able to be there for my fiance and my daughter as she was getting born.
I couldn't have done it without him. Like, thank God he was there. It was great. Definitely a silver lining.
Go for it.
I really worked hard this offseason. Probably one of the hardest working off seasons I've ever had. And it was not fun. Busting my butt, having to be a father at the same time. You know, it was 24/7 grind.
You got something? Open.
I got a phone call in March of 2017 with the Buffalo Bills.
The Bills called and almost right away, like he was a free agent, the Bills called and like picked him up, and then the Bills started tweeting me, and then like the amount of fans that just came back and like the love and support they showed is great. So I was like, okay, this is good.
You know, I couldn't think of a better opportunity, a better place to come play football than here. I'd always admired the fans out here. I'd always admired the uniforms and the colorway that they have.
I was with Jordan for 3 years in Cleveland, and knowing that he was on the market, I went to Coach McDermott in the front office right away, and I said, hey, we got to look at Jordan Poyer. There's no question that I believe he could help us, you know, moving forward.
I really like our scheme. I really like our coaches. I think our defensive line is really, really good, which in the back end, it makes it so much easier as a safety to play fast.
He has what we call our DNA, and that was easy to see on tape for us as far as what the Buffalo Bills want.
I was fortunate enough to be able to come in here and compete for a starting job, and I still feel like I'm competing for a starting job every day I walk out on the football field. And so I hope they like me out here, you know. I hope they like me out here because I want to play here for a long time.
Yeah, the nerves are definitely there. I mean, that's something that you're always going to think about after you have him injured in football. That's something that's always going to be there in the back of your mind. Just like, okay, it's going to hurt.
In a jam-packed New Era Field, Orchard Park, New York.
You got to put your priorities first, but obviously it's his job. What are you going to do? Like, he has that mindset, like, listen, I'm going back in it. And obviously I'm worried about his health, so it is hard.
He's in trouble. He is sacked. He is dropped back at the 48-yard line. Jordan Poyer came unblocked, and McCown never saw him.
I think the biggest thing is that you can overcome, you know, anything that you put your mind to. I could have easily hung my cleats up and said, you know what, I'm not playing this game anymore. It's too dangerous.
So he gets the pass away, and it is intercepted down at the 23-yard line. Buffalo ball. Jordan Poyer comes up with a huge interception.
I think that was probably one of the biggest things I learned about myself is that I can persevere and overcome in a dark downtime. And now the baby's here. I still got to train, I still got to work hard. I still want to train, I still want to work hard. I still want to play this game of football.
Everyone was like, how were you shocked? Like, how he did this first game? I'm like, no. Like, I expected it of him, you know, because he's been working so hard.
It's special, man. It's a special place to play football out here, that's for sure.